Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf. Using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
Good afternoon. For WVIK News, I'm Herb Trix. The Mississippi River Cities and Towns Initiative has been working to help communities win federal grants. Michelle O'Neill reports the money would pay for projects that would help them deal with increased frequency and severity of floods.
Colin Wellenkamp is the executive director of the initiative.
We have, basically since 2016, more and more of our cities have been moving folks out of floodplain and giving floodplain back. We've had additional FEMA buyouts.
This year, seven cities located on the Mississippi received a total of $10 million for various projects.
We have new pumps, more pipes to move water around more efficiently. We have more places to move water now than we did before in 2019 and before 2019. We have been able to onboard additional capacities and we're continuing that work.
I'm Michelle O'Neill.
The Super Political Action Committee promoting Ron DeSantis plans to shoulder the load of organizing support for him in Iowa while the Florida governor moves toward launching a presidential campaign. It's a strategy aimed at making the most of the unlimited sums from wealthy donors that the political group called Never Back Down can receive. The stakes are high in early voting Iowa, where DeSantis would need to show strength against former President Donald Trump. Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina plans to begin airing ads in Iowa and New Hampshire this week as he launches his Republican presidential campaign. The ad buy, valued at about $5.5 million, is scheduled to run through the first GOP presidential debate in late August, and it marks the most significant advertising expenditure by a potential or declared candidate in the early stages of the 2024 nominating process. Well, a dust storm earlier this month that caused a 70-car pileup on an Illinois interstate highway was caused by unusually dry conditions and excessive wind. Eight motorists were killed on May 1st when blowing dust from freshly plowed fields led to zero visibility on a stretch of Interstate 55. State climatologist Trent Ford says dust storms are extremely rare in Illinois, but there's still some lessons to be learned.
I think there's a major discussion to take place about how we can minimize the risk of these kind of events happening. And honestly, minimize the risk of wind erosion of our soil anyway.
Ford says traffic advisories during dry, windy weather could help alert drivers of two dangerous conditions. And land management practices like planting cover crops can protect topsoil from the wind. Iowa politicians and the pork industry are taking another shot at California's law banning the sale of pork from the offspring of pigs kept in spaces smaller than 24 square feet. U.S. Supreme Court preserved the law last week. Iowa Congresswoman Ashley Hinson says she'll reintroduce her bill, which would ban state and local governments from imposing standards on the production or manufacture of agricultural products like pork that are sold over state lines.
It threatens every aspect of our food supply. It increases production costs for our farmers. It'll drive up the cost of food at a time when we're already seeing huge inflation in the food space, and it will lead to further food insecurity for our Iowa families.
California accounts for 15% of the U.S. pork market, 87% of which comes from outside of the state. The Iowa Pork Producer Association says the state's regulations have an outsized impact on business in states like Iowa. Well, the firearms industry, including gun sellers, could be sued for possible violations of Illinois law under legislation approved by Illinois lawmakers. State Attorney General Kwame Raoul spearheaded the proposal. State senators gave the bill a final vote last week, and Governor J.B. Pritzker says he will sign it. The Federal Production of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act broadly exempts gun makers from being sued for injuries caused by criminal misuse of their products. But the 2005 law provides exceptions, including an allegation that a manufacturer or seller violated state or federal law on the sale or marketing of firearms. Our forecast for the afternoon in the WVIK listening area, partly sunny with a high around 81 and light south winds. For WVIK, Quad Cities NPR, I'm Herb Trix.